Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. January 15th, 1950, Suggestions for Improvements in St. James. On this day, January 15, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published a letter to the editor itemizing improvements for the parish of St. James, submitted by a correspondent with the nom de guerre, reasonable taxpayer. The letter began by pointing out that Mr. S. A. Walcott, who had last week been re-elected to office in the vestry, had on that occasion asked parishioners of St. James to bring to his notice improvements which they believed would improve the parish. It is within this context that the writer enumerated several points which they felt would further develop the parish. The letter began by suggesting that the vestry should inquire into the running of the sanitary department with a view to modernizing its operations. Expert advice to expedite this initiative could be sought from the chief inspector of the Board of Health, the chief medical officer, and the chief inspectors of St. Michael and St. James. A thorough review and readjustment of the salaries of all parochial officers to ensure that they corresponded with the cost of living was also recommended. In the writer's opinion, pensions granted to the poor should be periodically increased to assist elderly relatives of the parish who were impoverished. To improve lighting in the parish, which was generally poor, it was suggested that increased numbers of street lamps should be erected in districts which were unilluminated. The construction of public baths and latrines at strategic points along the west coast was mooted to assist residents who used pit toilets and relied on public standpipes for potable water. The government was also encouraged to provide adequate recreational facilities by establishing a central playing field, preferably between Trent's and Sandy Lane, which would be maintained by the parish. Due to their dilapidation, the almshouse and the nurses' quarters attached thereto were described as a disgrace. Hence, the writer advocated that they should be thoroughly renovated or rebuilt through obtaining a loan for that purpose. The reasonable taxpayer concluded by declaring that he hoped that the vestry would receive his suggestions for the betterment of the parish in the spirit in which they were given. On this day, January 15, 1950, the Barbados Advocate printed a letter written by a resident of St. James outlining pragmatic ideas which, if implemented, would materially improve the lives of residents and enhance the stature of the parish.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.